Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
White wedding.
Time now for our weekly chat with the Virginia columnist for the Washington Post, Norman Leahy. Norman, good morning. How are you?
Well, I was doing great until Trey decided to play Billy Idol. Oh man, I'm never going to get over that.
Can't handle Billy Idol. You'll muddle through. You know.
No, well, not at this hour.
A little early. Yeah, you're right. Okay, so let's dive right in. The race question on marriage licenses is being struck down.
Yes. Friday, a U.S. District Court judge decided that Virginia's requirement that counties collect the race of people wanting to get married on marriage licenses was unconstitutional, impinging both what he called a right to marry as well as violating the 14th Amendment. Now, earlier, Attorney General Mark Herring had put out an advisory opinion saying, you know, you're supposed to, as a county registrar, collect this information. But if somebody refuses to fill it out, it's unclear whether there could be any penalty for it. And if we went to court, we'd probably lose. So the judge took care of that. It has been struck down. What I find fascinating about this, however, is that it was taken off of all marriage license applications in 2003. The General Assembly passed legislation. 2 years later, General Assembly comes back, reinstates the requirement after a bill carried by the late Senator Harry Blevins. Well, why did that happen? If you look at the vote record, not much discussion. Went through with very little dissent, actually. And it appears from people who can recall what was going on, it may have been for demographic purposes. And I've seen mentioned, but I need to follow up on this, that it might have been for the purposes of establishing parentage for not only custody, but alimony payments. I'll have to dig a lot more on that to find out, especially people who are contemporary and acting on the bill. But it doesn't matter. It's been declared unconstitutional. And so now we can move on and ask other inane questions.
Right. You know, we can move on from that. But it is fascinating why that quick turnaround happened. What over 15 years ago. So that it's still interesting. You're right. Yeah. It's irrelevant now because of the ruling, but it's still interesting. Hey, Norman, let's move on. You know, if you watch any TV in the Richmond area, you have seen the at least around here, and I'm sure it's the same in other parts of the state. The attack ads are really ramping up in these General Assembly races.
Yeah, and I suggest that no one open their mailbox because the mail is getting rather vicious, too. Actually, more vicious than is on any TV or radio ad that you will hear. And that makes perfect sense. The election is looming. It is November 5th. The stakes are quite high. And a lot of these races, there's no real good data on who's ahead in any of these individual contests, because it's so hard to poll in an off-year election for a state legislative seat. So, yeah, you're going to see a lot of this nastiness come out. You're seeing Kirk Cox take big swings now at his challenger down in that race. And Cox has been running an upbeat campaign up until now. He's raised a lot more money. He's just, I think, doing the prudent thing, taking and leaving nothing for nothing. He's not going to take anything for granted, is what I guess I'm trying to say.
No, he's putting on the full court press.
Yeah, in 2017, when you had this blue Democratic wave, I think a lot of Republicans got caught flat-footed, didn't see it coming, and it swept them right out of office. Nobody is going to make that mistake again. And if they are, they probably deserve it because that's malpractice. But, yeah, so it's going to get even rougher. And the millions that we've been seeing spent on the gun issue, pro and con, that's going to get uglier as time goes by. Expect other things to eat. And I still think, too, we've got the nationalization effect on these races from what's going on with the impeachment in Broglio. Now you've got that serious stuff. All of that trickles down to how energized the electorate is going to be in these individual House and Senate races in Virginia.
And of course, that's big money. Wherever it be coming from, the Donovan-Rodman race alone now tops $1 million in media buys.
Yeah, it's amazing how much money will be spent for a part-time job, isn't it? That one is going to get exceedingly vicious. It already is. I have seen the riposte. You know, for a while, we talked about the Rodman's ads calling Donovan a quack, and there was big pushback on that one. And now we've got a doctor, another white jacket coming out on Rodman's behalf saying Donovan's bad. I expect there will be a repost ad to that one as well. The male in that contest is unbelievably savage on both sides. So, yeah, buckle up, folks. It's going to be a bumpy 3 weeks.
I've gotten mail in that, and I don't even live in that district, which I find fascinating. But, you know, what am I going to do? Anyway, let's shift gears real quick and talk a little bit about the Richmond cigarette tax and the lesson it provides in economics.
Yeah, I love this because the city of Richmond, in its wisdom, decided it was going to increase the tax on cigarettes 50 cents a pack. The aim was to raise $3.5 million in new revenue that the city could spend on something. Well, guess what? None of that's materializing. In fact, tax revenue is declined upwards of 60% from previous totals in August, and it may fall further. Because what the administration in the city is finding is that when you tax a certain item, people may decide, well, you know, I can either stop buying it or I can buy the same thing right across the street in another jurisdiction that doesn't have that kind of tax. And guess what? People are voting with their feet. They're actually crossing over into Chesterfield County to buy their cigarettes. Oh, and while they're there, because there's no meals tax like the city has on prepared foods, they'll pick up some prepared food at the Stop and Gulp in addition to their cigarettes. So it's a powerful lesson in how people respond to price increases. They change their behavior. In this case, some people probably did stop smoking. Good for them. Others, I'm just going to go across the road to a different jurisdiction and get it much cheaper. And who suffers? The people who sell the stuff that are stuck inside the Richmond city limits.
Yep.
Very fascinating economic lesson.
It is very, very interesting indeed. And especially as easy as it is in certain parts of the city. You know, if you live on north side, you just go right north into Henrico. And if you live on south side, just right down into Chesterfield. You're absolutely right. Always great stuff, Norm. Great catching up with you. And we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thanks.
That's the Virginia columnist for The Washington Post, Norman Leahy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.